So I got sober because I was defeated. I was completely powerless over my addiction, and I have addiction and mental health issues. So I've been sober since October 31st, 2015, and my main problem was cocaine and alcohol. I did every single drug except, you know, heroin, but you know, my life has totally turned around in the last 4 years. You know, I stayed sober through a lot of different things, including my dad passing away from addiction in 2017. 2 years into my sobriety, and it's really relevant because the 12 steps are so important to me, because this past weekend I had a sponsee who relapsed. He was at a Native American rehab center on Julian Avenue in the Mission District, Friendship House, and he had 3 months sober and he relapsed off meth, and he called me up and I was over at Manny's Cafe for an event, and Manny let me bring him inside and feed him and give him some water. And then I was able to get him admitted to a detox facility in San Leandro. So we went there Friday night. Unfortunately, over the weekend, per the addiction and mental health space, nothing is open on the weekends as far as recovery, which makes no sense. That's when people do actually relapse the most. And he spent the night in a shelter on Sunday night. He spent the night at the ER later that night. Couldn't breathe because he didn't have an inhaler because they didn't give it back to him. We couldn't get him into any of the rehab facilities, including through the treatment advocacy program. And so we just walked into HealthRight 360 per my sponsor's recommendation on Monday morning or Monday afternoon. And he got into a 90-day program and into a detox. And so he's cool. I got him his inhaler, dropped it off. And so that's the 12th step for me. That's the service work. And that's how I stay sober, is by passing it on. So through all that, I still try and stay happy by playing my music. You know, I'm unemployed. I don't care. I'm doing my thing. Everything's gonna be cool.